Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game.
We're back. It's 7 till. Little Mickey and Sylvia bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Go back and check. Go and listen to the things that Joel Barker has talked to us about over the years as a member of our Brain Trust. A lot of great things that he's deposited with us that are still valid for you to listen to. Joel is with us right now. He's a great member of our Brain Trust. It's joelbarker.com. Is that right, Joel?
Yeah.
And also, what's the other one? You got another website.
Star Thrower?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Starthrower.com. That's where they can find your film, right?
Yes, exactly. They
and the books are at Joel Barker. Find out Joel's writings if you Joel's out there in the marketplace all the time helping companies. You might be able to avail yourself of his services, but please find one of his books. I don't care which one. Find one of his books at the library, on eBay, at Amazon, wherever you can. Find his books and read one of them. It will change your life. Joel, one of the things you've been reporting on is what you call inexpensive non-food biomass being used like plastics.
Yeah.
What's that all about? Biodegradable plastics?
No, it's a guy named George Huber. And, again, it's Bloomberg Business Week. And, by the way, I'm going to do this each time. Bloomberg Business Week, I have really become impressed with how good they have become.
Yep.
Since it took them over. So if people are looking for magazines that carry state of the art, this is one. And next time we go, I'll recommend another, because there are about 10, I think.
Let me tell you something else about Bloomberg. Yep. Let me give them another little positive thing. Bloomberg TV is one of my partners now in getting good small business information out to the marketplace. So I think we should take our hats off to Bloomberg all the way around. They've just done a great job. I'm really impressed with them as well. So I'm glad you're telling us about that since they've acquired Business Week.
Yep, they've really improved it. Well, they have a thing called Innovator, and so every week you get an Innovator of the Week. George Huber, Huber, chemical engineer, basically figured out how to make high value chemicals. That is, and the three are benzene, toluene, and xylene.
Yeah,
and it's called BTX, is a kind of combination stuff. He's making it out of sawdust and corn stalks.
He's making BTX out of sawdust and corn stalks.
Corn stalks and sawdust to create these things, and it costs $1 to $2 to produce a gallon of benzene using his system, as opposed to $3.50 using petroleum.
Wow!
So this is, again, here we go to a paradigm shift.
And this is biodegradable, right?
Well, it starts with biodegradable material, and what he says is he's using non-food biomass, which is really important, because right now, we make ethanol with corn.
As in non-corn, not corn.
Exactly. So what the reason this is so important is because this stuff is all over the place.
Right.
And it is the base of plastics and other key, important manufacturing materials.
Right. Right. And so, but it's cheaper. It's not using petroleum. Now, is that cost that you're giving, does that include the cost of harvesting? That's one of the problems you got with ethanol.
Yeah.
By the time you throw in the harvesting process, it costs more than a gallon of gas costs to produce a gallon of ethanol.
Right. Well, if you think about it, let's just take sawdust for a minute. The nice thing about sawdust is it gets collected in very concentrated areas.
Right.
So if you just focus on those kinds of biomass, he's probably just fine, but the article does not actually look at the cost of getting the non-food biomass.
Well, of course, sawdust and corn stalks, I guess that point out that corn stalks are already being harvested. That's part of the process.
Right.
They're being pulled, cut or whatever. And sawdust is a byproduct, so that energy has already been spent.
Yes, and what he says is it's any biomass, so you can look around and say, where else are there? Are there concentrations of biomass as a result of some other manufacturing process? You apply his process, all of a sudden you've got this second order manufacturing.
Right. He's making something that then can be made into plastics.
Yeah, it's the precursors.
Yeah.
So that, and the other thing that's important, by the way, he has a catalyst that makes this happen. He said it's as cheap as sand. We like those things.
No kidding. Well, see, this is the kind. Now, see, Joel, this, you and I have talked about this before. This is the kind of stuff that the government needs to be encouraging.
Yeah.
That we do, rather than trying to pick winners and losers about green things.
Yeah.
We need to be encouraging innovators.
Yeah. And what you just said, I think, is really important, and I hope our audience hears this, that if the government can set kind of a base for the innovator so that they can live to the commercialization, then you get away from it.
Exactly.
Then you walk away from it. But
that's
you got to take it to commercialization.
But that's where part of it is the R&D tax credit. Hey, I got to wrap it up, unfortunately, Joel. Thank you for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.